I've been following this for quite a while, and I think that the one thing that is continuing to disturb me is the issue he raised is the lack of a common energy policy within Europe. And there's a clear division between old Europe and new Europe. The larger countries of Europe, like Germany, France, Italy, and Austria, really are looking at their own commercial interests. And the Russians have been very clever at kind of divide and conquer, and using a lot of the carrots with the large countries on Nord Stream, for instance. One of the reasons why Nord Stream is built, which makes no economic sense, is that it kind of divides a lot of contracts around German industry. And it's the German industry who puts pressure on both of the political groups, major political groups in Germany, to support this, I think, non-economic project. And the same with South Stream and Italy. And you've got countries in the EU who are looking at their short-term economic interests and not paying much attention to what happens east of the German border. I keep hearing from Europeans this crazy phrase that Russia has always been a reliable supplier of energy. Well, maybe it has been east of the west of the Polish border, but it hasn't been east of the Polish border. And now, after the events of this spring, and actually the spring of or January, in January 2006, it wasn't even a reliable supplier to Europe then. So what I think is somehow it has to be done is to put together kind of a coalition of countries, particularly starting with the Central European countries that are really in a bind. A lot of them are energy islands, not the Czech Republic, fortunately, but a lot of them are energy islands that are really stuck because of history and geography in monopoly situations with Russia, where Russia is the monopoly supplier of energy.